him in.
Do we have to, Harriet? Can't we just skip the middleman and check right into the mental institution?
No. We promised his folks that we'd look after him while they were in Russia.
Russia. What a place. War-torn, freezing cold, dark and gloomy, no food.
Yeah. Steve's folks took the easy way out.
Wait is over, Windswamps. I'm finally here.
Hooray.
What's in the box, Dee?
Everything I own that's unbreakable.
Everything you own has to be unbreakable.
This box has been packed by a remarkable new process I like to call Urkel squashalization. Patent pending. 70 cubic yards of my belongings packed under 10,000 pounds of pressure per square inch.
Lord, Carl Winslow here. You remember me. I spoke to you a couple of months ago when I passed that kidney stone. Well, I need your help again, Lord. This time it's Steve Urkel, an even bigger pain. I was wondering if you could give us a little sign, Lord, that tells us when Steve Urkel moves in, he won't destroy our little home. I guess that's a no.
Urkel squashalization.
Yeah, I'd like to do some Urkel squashalization.
Hey, Rich. Freeze!
What?
What you got up under there?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't look now, but nothing's tail is sticking out from under your jacket. Oh, now, Rich. You know, I think I remember telling you that you couldn't bring that cat into this house.
But I love Mr. Buttons.
Yeah, well, I love Whitney Houston, but she's not living with us.
But if she rubbed up against your leg, wouldn't you try to sneak her into the house? Uncle Carl?
Richie, Mr. Buttons has to go now. Come on.
What's going on?
I was just mauled by a vicious stray cat.
I don't think Mr. Buttons likes you, Uncle Carl.
Well, boo-hoo-hoo. Get him out.
Carl, why are you so grumpy?
Oh, well, now, let's see, Harriet. What could be making me so grumpy?
Steve moving in.
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won, Johnny.
Carl, I've got an idea.
We can't shoot him, Harriet. I'm a cop. It's frowned upon.
Why don't we all go up to Lake Geneva for the weekend? We can camp and relax for a couple days while Steve gets settled in here.
Oh, no, I can't go. I'm working security detail tonight.
Oh, no problem. We'll just go ahead and set up the campsite, and then you can come along when you're done.
I don't know. Maybe I'll just find a quiet spot in the house.
Roll, 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 roll
start packing, Harriet.
Hello.
Hey, Dad. It's me.
Hey, is everything okay?
Yep. Campsite's all set up.
Oh, great. I'll be there in a couple of hours. Then we'll get down to basics. Back to the land, bonding with nature.
Yeah, right. Bonding. And say, Dad, could you bring my blow dryer? And matches. We forgot matches. Later, Dad.
Eddie? Eddie!
Well, hello there, Ranger Delicious. I'm Eddie Winslow, outdoorsman, tracker, lover.
That's poison sumac. In an hour, your head's gonna blow up like a tractor tire.
Steve, what have you done to my window?
Ow, I popped that baby out so I could bring my transformation chamber inside. I'm gonna holler down to the basement and set up my laboratory.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve, but the basement is off limits. That's my den.
But, big guy, I thought you said mi casa su casa.
No, what I said was mess with mi casa and you're out on your asa.
But, Carl, I have some revolutionary new experiments,
Steve,
that are...
I don't want an argument, okay?
Okay, fine. I guess I'll have to find someone else to share the profits.
Profits?
My chamber has a new feature that can make us both a fortune.
Fortune?
Before, this baby changed genetic material. Now it changes the size of genetic material.
Fortune?
I installed an alpha modulator infused with a polycarbonate amplification superconductor. Now, through geometric bifurcation of a factual invector, I can escalate the electron particles.
What?
I can make stuff bigger.
No way.
Away with my expando ray. Watch. Behold, an ordinary toothbrush. Which I shall carefully place inside the chamber.
I gotta hand it to you, Steve. That's quite a trick. But, where is the profit in giant toothbrushes?
The moolah's not in dental doodads, Daddy-O. Think gold, diamonds, itty-bitty diamond, great big diamond.
Son?
Ha! Man, there's still a few bugs to be worked out. But it's all right here in this component.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Steve, are we getting bigger?
I don't think so. Little pinky still, little pinky. Now. Everything's okay. We're fine. Fine.
Thank God.
Well, you know, this little faux pas answered one of my scientific queries. My expando ray doesn't work on living creatures.
Are there any other problems you haven't told me about?
Yes, indeed. Now, it's 72% of the time my expando ray makes things larger. But the other 28% of the time, well, it seems to make things... smaller.
What? What happened?
terms or layman's terms?
Layman's.
And we're teeny.
You idiot!
Now, Carl, there's no reason to get short with me. Okay, poor choice of words. Oh, I'm sorry, big guy. I mean, former big guy, little big guy. You know what I mean.
Steve, this is the worst thing that you have ever done to me. This is even worse than your propane nose hair trimmer.
Now, that's not fair, because after your blisters heal, you could whistle with your sinuses.
Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Ooh.
Don't make me use this.
Toothpicks don't scare me. I'm a man, not a club sandwich.
You know, Carl, sarcasm only makes you smaller.
You're right. I'm sorry. I lost my head.
It's perfectly understandable.
Don't touch me.
Sorry.
Now, rule number one of crisis control, assess the situation.
Now, that's the tip-top cop I know and love. Assess away.
All right. We're small. Everything else is big.
Oh, you're good.
Now, look, if we can get to the transformation chamber, can you make us big again?
Absolutely.
All right, come on, let's go. Hey, hand me that breadcrumb over there. A long way down.
Oh, it looks like we're gonna have to wait until the family gets back home.
Oh, man. 2 days with you trapped on a table.
Well, don't be blue, big guy.
Don't touch me.
Sorry. Would a snack cheer you up?
Might.
Then let's have a chip, old chap. Hey, how about a boost, bub?
All right, on three.
Okay.
All right. One.
I brought back your CD player. Where's everybody at? Oh, I know. Must be out window shopping.
Waldo! 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 Waldo, it's me! Help me!
Waldo!
Waldo! Waldo! Waldo! Waldo! Waldo, right here! It's me! Waldo! Waldo!
Mr. Winslow? Urkel?
Oh, my God, I'm 90 feet tall. Help!
Yeah. You know what scared me even more?
What?
Hearing myself say, help me, Waldo.
Well, that's a good sign. I bet Dad's probably halfway here by now.
If I know your father, he stopped off to get something to eat. Right now, he's probably in the middle of a big sandwich.
What is your problem?
I can't get comfy.
Well, Steve, you have a marshmallow for a pillow. Isn't that comfy enough?
Yeah, but when I drool on it, it sticks to my face.
Good night, Steve.
Well, aren't you going to tell me a bread time story? Nighty-night.
What was that?
I don't know. But you smell tuna?
Bad kitty! Get down, kitty! Bad kitty! Bad kitty! Get down! Run for your life! Way to go, Steve.
You know what, Carl?
What?
I hope Richie doesn't have a pet snake.
Me too, Steve. Steve, I've got a confession to make.
Al?
Yeah. I gotta admit, I didn't want you to move in with us.
Ah, well, I kind of got that feeling when you sent my picture to Boys Town.
Well, I feel that I owe you an apology.
You do?
Yes. Because I fail to remember that no matter how much havoc you cause, when the chips are down, you are always there for your friends.
Oh, thank you, big guy.
No, thank you, Steve.
Oh. This is such a touching moment. May I weep openly?
No. Would you settle for a hug?
And a heartbeat.
Carl! Carl!
What happened here?
I don't get it.
Whoa, somebody want to give me a hand here?
Where'd you guys come from?
Well, I was born in Green Bay, but when I was four,
Steve, we're big again. I'm big. I'm big, Harriet!
Well, realizing you have a problem is the first step to fixing it. But what I want to know is, where have you been?
Harriet,
It was unbelievable. First of all, Steve here shrunk us. Then we had to sleep on bread. Then we were almost killed by a cantaloupe.
And a kitty.
You want to run that by me again?
I don't think so. All I want to do is relax and enjoy the fact that things are finally back to normal.
Mwah! Ah!